Florida is one of seven states in the U.S. which still hosts greyhound racing. Of 21 greyhound tracks, 12 of them are in the Sunshine State. These tracks can host poker rooms as well, but only if they continue live racing. Kerry Teal is executive director of Grey2K USA, a greyhound advocacy group, and he would like the state's legislators to eliminate the racing requirement.
There's currently a state mandate that these facilities conduct a certain number of dog races each year, and that mandate is it's harming dogs. It's something that all of the major animal protection organizations, both in Florida and nationally, are against.
Teal says the group would like to see greyhound racing and other forms of gambling decoupled. They've come close in the legislature before and hope to be successful in the coming year.
I think you would see greyhound racing slowly end and slowly be phased out over perhaps a decade.
For the most part, Joseph Rooney, vice president of the Palm Beach Kennel Club, agrees. He doesn't object to decoupling, but says racing wouldn't stop in Palm Beach.
If we decoupled, say, this coming legislative session, I'd say within a year, all but maybe two or three tracks would stop racing live. So, and we would be one, and I would guess Jacksonville would be one, and probably Derby Lane would probably continue to run live. The rest of them, I think, would fade out over the next year or two.
For most greyhound tracks, Teal says maintaining racing is not economically feasible.
Dog tracks are now losing so much money on greyhound racing, and even the state is losing money on greyhound racing. The cost of regulating this activity now outweighs the revenue that's coming in. So the state is losing on this. The dog tracks is losing. The only people who are benefiting are the greyhound breeders.
Again, he and Rooney of the Palm Beach Kennel Club are pretty much in agreement.
Each track's different size and scope, but I mean, it's probably at the very least $1 million savings to stop racing live in terms of the overhead that it costs to put the performances on. And that means a lot to smaller tracks that don't do well with their live racing.
Teal says Florida is one of two states which does not require reporting of greyhound injuries, and he'd like to see that change.
How greyhound cruelty cases are handled by state regulators, that's another serious issue that needs to be addressed. You know, we're seeing cases of greyhound neglect and cases of greyhound cruelty occur, and it takes 2 years or 3 years for the state to take disciplinary action.
While the Palm Beach Kennel Club doesn't own the dogs that race there, Rooney says the dogs' well-being is monitored.
We have thrown kennels out that have not abide by the guidelines that we've set. We don't put up with it. It's obviously very bad for our business. If we hear of anything happening that's not on the up and up, we simply just don't continue to work with those kennels.
He also notes that racetracks are contributors to local economies.
A lot of these racetracks, like us, we employ hundreds of people, you know. We have a significant economic impact in Palm Beach County, both directly with our employment and with the vendors that we use and the taxes that we raise and the tourism that we help to foster.
Rooney says he does expect the decoupling legislation and other safety measures will pass in the coming legislative session. This is Jill Roberts in Fort Pierce.